Hi there. It's been a while. It's been a while since I posted anything here, and I just wanted to come back and sort of like excuse myself for not being present to you. So here's what happened. I started my last semester at school, at university. So yeah, I'm graduating on April 30th, so less than a month. That's great. And so yeah, it is pretty exciting. I wanted to quickly talk to you about some updates that I've been publishing to VoiceBits lately. And first thing I did was I kept working on some minor tweaks and some performance issues that we were having on the application panel. So essentially now, if you click on any links within your account, you should be able to see that they are working faster. And we did this by upgrading to the latest version of Livewire. And now we're using Wire Navigate, which is a great little feature that Caleb, the creator of Livewire, made available on the latest release. I believe it was version 3. And so yeah, we're making use of that now to make the application feel a little bit snappier. It's not that it was slow, it's just that it was feeling slow for some reason. And we just implemented that little feature and now it's working perfectly fine. Something else that I did, which I actually just released this morning to production, is now we're not using text boxes anymore, like text areas for descriptions and for like detail input fields and all that. So we implemented the Tricks editor. So yeah, now you can actually use before this you could use Markdown, but there was not really a way of previewing the Markdown that you were writing. And so, since most people are not familiar with Markdown anyways, we decided to go the WYSIWYG route. So now we are using the Tricks editor, so which is a WYSIWYG editor. You can like make your text bold, you can do line through, you can add links on a simpler way to your show notes. So that's great. And what else have I been working on? We upgraded the billing platform, so it should now work a little bit better. So if you have been having issues in the past with your billing, and or if it has been feeling sluggish, or if you have been having a hard time using it, try again. We have fixed some quirks there, based on your feedback and based on different implementations that we have been constructing up for the past few weeks. So with that being said, I'm planning on focusing more on VoiceBits development now starting 1st of May. Since I'm not gonna be at school anymore, I'm gonna have a little bit more free time to work on this project. So, I'm really excited about it, and I know you are too, because this means that more features are gonna be coming sooner than later. So yeah, stay tuned for that. In another note, I also started a new job actually. I don't About a month ago, I switched my full-time job. So that's something else that has been keeping me from working on VoiceBits lately. And so, I just wanted to apologize to you for that, in case you have missed some features or not. And so, yeah, that's my little update for the day. You'll be hearing more from me soon. I'm actually planning on writing a couple of articles, on all the changes that we have been making and planning for the future, what is next for VoiceBits. The plan is to take the project to the next level, you know, implementing AI features, including transcript generation from your audio, automatic audio file conversion. We are planning also on incrementing the amount of templates that you can choose from for your podcast website. And also we are planning on implementing custom domains, so you can bring in your own domain or subdomain to your podcast. So, which I know is very important for some brands. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you now, right now. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me via voicebits.co. Go to the contact page and you can reach out there. If you have any questions, if you have any issues, just reach out to me and you know, I'll be happy to help. I'm also on Twitter or on X, as they call it now. I am _EBGLEZ. So _EBGLEZ. And you can find me also on Instagram if you want to find me there. I'm going to put all these links on the show notes, so it's easier to find me. And I'll be talking to you soon. So stay tuned for the next one. Bye now.